Hey everybody, this is Brahm with Ayahuasca Alchemy, and I am here with Ashley, and we're going to do a combo release on both podcast platforms, again, Ayahuasca Alchemy and Gaia's Guidance. Ashley, thank you so much for getting together with me and taking the time to talk a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've gotten to know Ashley quite a bit over the past several weeks. We had a really intense week together doing an Ayahuasca Alchemy private retreat, wherein her and Dr. John Shealy went through three ayahuasca ceremonies, did illuminations, had a lot of integration time, very intense container over this week, and it was a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Ashley first, because Ashley is pretty darn interesting. Ashley, by the way, if it wasn't clear to you already, feel free to flip the table and ask questions of me as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because this is a co-released podcast. So Ashley, you are a master gardener, and you are a master gardener of a certain type of, I can't even call it a plant, can we?
No, because it's not part of the plant kingdom. It's the fungi kingdom. Yes, I'm a big proponent and lover of the mighty magical mushrooms, both the medicinal and the psychedelic. They are powerhouses of healing. That's what started my plant medicine journey, was initially the mushrooms. And then just opening up to an experience that was unlike anything I had ever known, and feelings that I had never felt, and having perspective shifts that I could have never imagined, opened me to the wild world of medicine. So I dedicated my entire adult life into trying different plant medicines, traveling to where they are, learning about them, sharing that information, and helping anybody I can along the way. I had some ayahuasca experience in Peru when I traveled there. It's been 10 years now, and it was a profound experience that I had, but ayahuasca wasn't on my personal top list of favorite medicines, even though it was beautiful and amazing and healing, and I respect it. So I was really looking forward into going into this week deep dive with this beautiful medicine and being able to get reacquainted with it, particularly in a small and private container. And I'm here to tell y'all that medicine is like next level. So it went straight to the top of my list. And yeah, I am forever changed and so grateful for that experience, Brahm. And I know we're going to get into the details, but just absolutely life-changing.
Cool. Yeah, before we get into the ayahuasca stuff, I want to come back to your work with particularly psychedelic mushrooms. Yeah. Can you talk about how you work? How do you like to work with mushrooms? What kind of space do you set up? What kind of group or individuals do you work with? Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah. So I really specialize in education. So I put out a lot of content and information about the different benefits of all of the different mushrooms. And I do a lot of consulting with clients that are interested in starting to work with the medicine and either have had no experience at all with psychedelics or very little. So I really work with people that are wanting to get off of pharmaceuticals, wanting to go a more natural path, and wanting to introduce themselves into this other world of medicine that's actually always been our medicine. It's just been hidden in our lifetime. So I'm here for the unveiling. Then as far as ceremonies go, I do them exclusively for certain clients, particularly clients that have already had medicine and are looking for really deep dives. So those are the people that I like to do ceremonies for. I also help with other facilitators with just like tips and tricks and things that I've seen along the way. And it's good for us to all to connect with each other and learn and grow together. And then I'm a grower. I'm a master gardener. So I grow all kinds of beautiful, amazing things.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Let's dive into, what do you mean by going deep? During the week that we were together, you talked about it extensively, and I think it's worth taking that a bit further in this conversation because it's a little ambiguous going deep. I might even go as far as to say having the ability and desire to lose one's shit and not worry about it.
Yeah, completely. completely. Basically, you explained it. I believe that all measurements of the medicine is powerful, whether it's microdoses or middle doses or large doses. But in my own experience, preparing and getting ready to do the larger doses of medicine, regardless of what medicine it is, but we'll talk about mushrooms in this particular instance. When you hit a higher dosage, which is about 5 or 6 grams or more of psychedelic mushrooms, that's when you really start seeing the power and the potentiality of what this medicine can actually do and where it can take you. Mm-hmm. That's considered in the world of mushrooms a heroic dose. So you have to be a hero to go there. But I don't think you need to be a hero. But you need to be somebody that has enough trust and enough of a relationship with the medicine to be able to fully surrender and say, like, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's take this wherever we're supposed to go. Uh-huh. Those are the type of experiences that I like to facilitate. Something about that full surrender and giving in is where people really get the golden nuggets of those experiences. So if you're really looking for those nuggets, it could be scary to a degree because it is such a large dose and you want a facilitator. I personally think that's where the money is.
In that scenario, you only do one-on-one work. I remember you were talking about how you had experimented with two people in that kind of scenario and it just didn't work out. And couples didn't work out very well as well. And I guess that question about couples was more around the context of dosage, just because you had two people going really deep at the same time, or was it more the dynamic in terms of working with couples and psilocybin at the same time?
So I facilitated the largest group, I would say 6, and then worked my way all the way down to 1, which is my preference. I have worked with groups of friends, also couples. I've had 2s that were dear friends, and then really worked my way down to 1. The reason I do not prefer doing ceremonies for couples, particularly with mushrooms, is because I would find that one person in particular was more willing to surrender and go into the experience. And maybe the other partner was a little more hesitant and kind of controlling and holding themselves back. And none of these experiences, they were on extremely high doses. They were not at the 5 and 6 gram range. They were about the 3.5, 4 gram, which is like a mushroom experience, but not a deep dive. And so one was holding back and then they were like pulling and drawing from their significant other's energy and then taking away from their experience and like pulling them back into theirs. So I just felt like one person really missed out on the authentic experience they were really looking for. And then the other party just really wasn't really ready to like fully surrender and dive in. So after experiencing that a few times, and I said, hey, we're just going to make this like an exclusive just for you experience where it's me and you, we have the medicine, we have the space, we have all of the time where you can fully and completely be your most vulnerable self. Let everything go. Everything's okay. There's no one to judge. There's no one to pull from your energy. It's a fully authentic you experience. And what I noticed in doing my own medicine is I've had great experiences in group containers, but typically my greatest experiences have been just me with the medicine or maybe with a confidant, somebody that I've done a lot of medicine with, or we have that experience. We have that camaraderie and that energy. I'm a big fan of one-on-one experiences, particularly with mushrooms.
Cool. Which leads very well into what we did together with ayahuasca. And for those who haven't seen the Dr. John Sheely podcast, he also talks about this. Ashley is the Ashley that was with Dr. John. What we did was took a week and we did one night of ceremony, Then we took a day off. Then we did an afternoon evening ceremony, took a day off, and then did a waken snake where we woke up at 4 in the morning and had a ceremony early morning into the sunrise, which mm-hmm. was really cool. With that said, your first experience with ayahuasca was very different, and you were in a different place though.
Oh, sure.
Ayahuasca decided to work on you in a very different way. You want to start with that?
Yeah. So my first experience was in Peru 10 years ago, and I was recovering from a procedure that I had, and ayahuasca was very much physically healing my body. I could actually mm-hmm. feel it reworking and rewiring things. There was quite a bit of uncomfortability, but it was beautiful, right? A comfortability in the uncomfortability.
Right.
There was purging. And I'm going to say something maybe I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it. But there was none of that like reward. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the opportunity to really like flow and be in the medicine. It was very much, we're doing complete and total like reworking surgery on you, which
sure.
So thankful for. But I definitely had much different experiences in this go around.
Yeah. And you're familiar with this, that the medicine brings what you need. And yeah. My understanding and getting to know you a bit is that between that ayahuasca ceremony 10 years ago till yeah. now, you've done a lot of personal work and released yeah. a lot of stuff already. So it's a great example to point out to people who are relatively new to ayahuasca in how much ayahuasca will really focus on healing and cleaning what needs to be yeah. healed and cleaned. And if you're doing that work outside of ayahuasca
yeah.
Or do a lot of preparation work going into ayahuasca, it'll just make things a lot easier for you. Not that you were doing anything wrong. What happened to you that first time around,
yeah.
it was necessary. And that said, and here's a question. Do you think that inspired you to really continue your personal healing and growth journey, or can you make that connect that dot, or is that just that was the way you were designed to begin with?
Well, probably, you know, I'm definitely not afraid of the struggle or the journey. I look forward to it in life. I'm very risk driven and I like challenge. But I'd say that's absolutely true about all of the plant medicines. And I talk about that a lot with my clients, is that you really can't go into it with expectations. You can have an intention, but no expectations, because the medicine's going to go exactly where the medicine needs to go. It's going to do exactly what it needs to do. It has its own divine intelligence, right? So set an intention, be willing to surrender, but you have to just let go and let whatever happen. So that definitely was my mindset going in 10 years ago, and it needed to physically heal me. Thank you. That was also my mindset going in just a couple weeks ago when we went in, and it gave me totally different experiences.
Yeah.
What I can say about ayahuasca specifically after working with it as deeply as I did just recently is that I need a week of ayahuasca every year. Every year. I need it. And yes, I've done a lot of plant medicine work and self-healing and travel in that 10-year period, other than working with ayahuasca, which helped all of the changes and transformations and to really take me to the spectacular experience. But I think it's always just, no matter where you are, the willingness to surrender and trust that the medicine's going to just go and do whatever it needs to do. And it is perfect.
And here's a question. Given what you just said, would it be again in a private setting or maybe group setting as well? What are your thoughts? Compare and contrast, because we don't do these private ceremonies with ayahuasca very often.
Right.
And I'm not sure why. Maybe you might have some insight on that, being a facilitator with mm-hmm. psilocybin. But ayahuasca, yeah, there are private retreats out there, but it's not like a big thing. Usually it's these group retreats and so forth. And granted, it's better to do at least 2, if not 3 ayahuasca ceremonies, whereas with psilocybin, you do a 1. Trying to do 2 or 3 psilocybin journeys might be challenging, actually, and just from a increasing tolerance standpoint. That is, as you take psilocybin subsequent times in a short period of time, you have to take more and more to get similar effects, right? So what are your thoughts on private ceremonies versus group ceremonies. Why is that? What do you have any commentary on it? I have some thoughts, but I want to hear yours too.
My preference is private, particularly because when I am in group settings, regardless of what plant medicine I'm doing, I can easily get drawn out of my experience and go into a facilitator role, even if I'm not facilitating the ceremony. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it will just pull me out and make me hold space or send a certain vibration or energy. And it's because I've worked with medicine and I am a natural facilitator. A lot of times it will take me out of that participant role and put me in a facilitator role. And when I'm trying to do medicine and do my own work. So not always, but typically. So that's why I like individual containers. However, what I will say is I have been in some group experiences that have been absolutely profound because of the people that were in that group. Uh-huh. And something that they were going through or their energy that they were admitting was literally triggering and bringing up things in me that I didn't even realize were even there. So right. I think there's absolutely benefit to both. I would say really trust your intuition and what is it telling you? Does this group ceremony situation sound exactly safe and wonderful and what you've been looking for? Sure. If you're somebody that's looking for more of a one-on-one, deep dive, really safe, controlled container of just you. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I think that those options are out there. I think there's going to be even more options for that out there in the future.
Case in point, we're going to start doing them. Yeah. My thoughts are that if one is in a position of, hey, I really want to go super deep with ayahuasca or super deep with psilocybin, but let's talk about ayahuasca right now.
Yeah.
If one wants to go super deep with ayahuasca and just go for it, take a larger dose because we don't want to get too crazy.
Yeah.
Also bring in the Andean energy medicine in there, the illuminations and the soul retrievals and so forth, which we'll talk about in a second, and have all of the energy, because there is a difference when you just have one guest or two guests with one shaman, because the shaman is pushing out, I'm pushing out energy. And if it's getting spread around the room, it's not as focused, right? It's just the situation. So if there's only one or two people and I'm focusing completely on those individuals, it's just going to really shower them with my medicine, right? My individual medicine. And conversely, I know a lot of people who participate in ayahuasca circles because of the community. Not as the number one reason, obviously healing and spiritual and personal growth and so forth, but there is this community thing that goes on and is developed when one goes to a group ayahuasca ceremony.
For sure.
And obviously that's not going to happen in a private. The other thing that I could think of with a private versus group is someone who, even on the first time, is afraid of what might come up and they don't want to have that come up in the presence of other people.
Yeah.
They want to have the freedom to express what needs to be expressed and not worry about thrashing around or making noise or what have you as it relates to other people in the group. Then, of course, there's privacy, right? There's a certain amount of people who really want to work with ayahuasca or even psilocybin, but they just, they're in some sort of job, some sort of family situation. Maybe they're famous and they can't afford the risk of showing up to a group retreat and having other people see them there. So those are some thoughts that I had on that whole point. With that said, let's talk about your experience a couple of weeks ago that we had. You want to give us the kind of broad overview? And then I do want to get into the specifics around, particularly around the illuminations in the medicine and this ayahuasca alchemy, where we're combining the Andean energy medicine with ayahuasca, which is super special.
Super special. My overview is that I truly, from my heart, wish this experience for everyone that hears this and feels called towards it. Cool. That is my overview because, wow, details. Okay. So before you even got here and we were planning the week of energy medicine and the ayahuasca experiences, the medicine was already activating in me. So it was already coming up. Uh-huh. And particularly around certain conditions that I had or things that were just still rolling in the background. And I was trying to really understand and put words to those things to work with the illuminations, with the energy mm-hmm. work. And it was already rolling before you even got here. So then we started working with the medicine, maybe because it was such a small container and I was here with such a trusted friend and somebody who knows me and my background and vice versa. It just allowed for the complete energy flow to come out and fully show me, this is what's still stuck. This is what you are still working on. Mm. Hey, here's this light bulb in this darkness that you had no idea was even there. And then doing the ayahuasca, of course, any plant medicine going in with those energies that are already coming up, it just like supercharges it. And it's, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
So having that kind of awareness and understanding, and then being able to do illuminations like towards the end of the ceremony, the clarity was amazing, right? Cool. I was able to say, Brahm, this is it. Here's the thing. Let's get this thing out. Yeah. Let's get that thing out. And it was so beautiful. One of the things I do want to point out is during your illumination session, you do have us choose a crystal. And I happened to see the different crystals that you had in your pack for this energy medicine. And I specifically saw a rose quartz during my first illumination. And my mind said, Ashley, pick anything but the rose quartz. Even though I wasn't going to look, I was just like, pick anything but that rose quartz. Sure. And so then when I was picking this crystal, of course, like I close my eyes and I feel it and I randomly pick one. And then what is it? It's the rose quartz. Which is exactly what I needed. And there was so much medicine, even in just that one short little experience of Ashley, don't run from this gift that's literally here for you right here, right now. It's time. Just let it all go.
Cool. Yeah. So can you talk about, given your experience, how these medicines tend to be quite, they're healing, of course, but they're amplifiers in the broad sense.
Yeah.
And my sense, through lots of work with the illuminations, is that we take that broad amplification to identify and really highlight what exactly do we want to release. And then through the illuminations, that's what we focus on. And it's surgical. It's specifically about this one thing. Do you want to riff on that a little bit, if you would?
Yes. So going into this week of ceremonies a couple days prior, I really spent a lot of time thinking about the energy work and illuminations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are these patterns? What do I still have stuck? Because of course, we all still have growth to do. Sure. I've worked a lot on this specific topic, but I'm like, what is it? And I was clueless. And everywhere I was going and I was driving and doing yard work, I'm just like, what is it? What is it? Like, come to me. And then it started coming right before ceremonies. And then on the ceremony, it was like, boop, boop. Yeah. And so it was the combination of all of it. I think it was first identifying like, hey, is there a problem? And then, okay, what is the problem? And then, okay, here's the problem. And now what am I going to do to rid myself of this problem? And it was to fully identify it, which is what I needed with the plant medicine. And then doing this energy work to fully clear it out, not only just clear it out. What I love with the work that you do is that you also magically somehow remove the affinity for this mechanism that is stuck. It was phenomenal. I could literally feel all of the times that we did the energy work, you were going in through my solar plexus. That was my entry point. Uh-huh. And I could just feel the entry and I could feel it opening up and I could feel the energy going, but not in a sad way, almost in such a beautiful, like, goodbye. So it was very detailed and precise, but kind and beautiful leaving. And then I just felt like there was like rose petals literally that were just put in place of whatever was no longer there. And we had talked after we were doing these illuminations that the energetic component is now released, but there is still the neural pathway. Yeah. And so that when these triggers are still going to come up in life from these past experiences, how are we going to redefine and refocus our actions so that we can rewire that neural pathway? And so we'll get into this later, but a brief sentence about that is, it's unbelievable how much the ayahuasca continues to help you even after the ceremonies, because I did have a very particular trigger come up around my very first illumination that we did. It wasn't about my response changing. It was my processing. What I realized is I started just doing this regular processing, which is very analytical. And it was like, okay, X equals X and Y equals Y. And this is here. Okay, let's just put that over there. And I stopped for a minute and I said, but wait a second. I didn't allow myself time to feel.
Oh, you didn't need to.
Thing felt. I just processed it. And that's how all that got stuck, that we did all that work. I'm sticking into this illumination was like, take the time to feel the feelings too. So now I'm taking the time to feel the feelings. And then I feel like, okay, now this process is complete and now I can move it over and go on. So it wasn't even my interaction with other people. It was me being more aware of my own process and how it needs to adjust so that I don't have to go through that experience again. So rewiring that neural pathway.
So even
it's phenomenal.
Just at a fundamental level, not pattern specific, ayahuasca helped you through that illumination process, just relearn how to process, right?
Yes.
Such that those illuminations and that process of you learning about how to work with those specific patterns has broadened out to other patterns.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So it's rewiring it in my brain, but also in my life. So the trigger came up, but it allowed me this whole new perspective, like a mountain view perspective from this thing of not what's going on with the trigger. How are you processing this? And then it was the lack of the emotional feeling, which was allowing these emotions to get stuck in me, which we spent all this time working on. So it was about, you need better processes in life. Like, this is beautiful, but you need to add to it to really get to the depth of the thing. So I'm actively working on rewiring those neural pathways with those patterns that we removed with the illuminations and the plant medicine. And I'm here to tell you, it has been life-changing, Brahm. Absolutely life-changing. And then, of course, my interactions have gotten better around those triggers too, but I can't help it. Like, all I have is like love right now. Like, I'm just overflowing with, with love.
Wow, that's – I have not had that result yet to date. And now what happens is when the first person who ran the sub 4-minute mile, one person did it, and then suddenly
– yeah.
50 or 60 people did it in very short order afterwards. So now by you going through that and coming out the other side with what sounds like a broader and better is a good term too, broader and better overall result, you have paved the way for other people to do the same.
And here's another incredible result. Another illumination that we did that was around a totally different topic, one that dealt with my mother. I was just waiting after this other experience happened. I'm like, ooh, where's that trigger at? Where's the golden nugget in there? I know it's coming, you know? And yep, trigger came, right? Response, of course, was better, but the perspective that came. We were at a party last Saturday for a friend's 80th birthday. What a blessing. Beautiful soul. And something happened at that party, Brahm. I'm sitting there and I'm watching my mom like work this room and talk to everybody. And everybody is just beyond obsessed with my mother. She's a beautiful person, right? But I'm watching her interactions with these people, young, old, everywhere in between, absolutely everyone. And I literally saw my mom, I'm telling you, with brand new eyes. Ooh. Like I've never seen her before in my life. I saw her so deeply. I felt her so deeply. I saw the amazing impact she was having on all of these other people around her and this beautiful space that she would create for each person to authentically be themselves. And then I had this epiphany and I was like, I get that from my mom? That's where this trait comes from. And so there was such a deeper understanding, appreciation, gratitude, but truly entirely new vision and appreciation for my mother And I've always loved her, but it's so deep, on such a deep level now. And that also came after those illuminations and that plant medicine experience, particularly working with that energy. It's almost like I can't even see whatever that thing was before. Because it's all in vision.
It's gone. I don't know if I told you how common it is, and I've experienced this, where I'll have an illumination done on me, and 2 weeks down the road, I'll have the conversation with the practitioner that did the illumination on me, and they'll be like, "How'd that past illumination go for you? How have you integrated it?" And I'm like, "I don't know, because I don't even know what the illumination was about. I've forgotten about it completely because it's gone." And it's really cool.
And not just gone, all of these blessings have also come with it. New sights, new ways of processing, new ways of dealing. And it's literally coming from like my most highest self, not from some sort of condition or fear. And so what a blessing.
Thank you. And I love, one of my favorite things in life now is doing this Andean energy medicine work, illumination, soul retrievals, and so forth in an ayahuasca ceremony, because it's fun for me. I think I told you that I work with the spirit of hummingbird, and when I called her in, oftentimes she'll give me a message or show me what she's doing. But in this case, it was just visions of hummingbird and bright colors and overwhelm. And I just got lost in that, let her do what she had to do. And I had, whatever she did was great, obviously, but it was so much fun on my side.
Yeah.
And I just really loved doing this Andean energy medicine work in ceremony. And as you might imagine, private ceremony is perfect because I am limited. I can only do 3 or 4 illuminations in any given ceremony because they do take time. And so that limits the number of people I can do in a group, or I limit the size of the retreat, which is what I'm going to do down in Peru. I'm doing private work like we did as well. Makes it totally possible. So cool. Wow. Anything else to say about your ayahuasca week with me?
Well, yes, I have a lot of things to say.
Oh, you have a lot of things. Okay. I thought we were winding down, but please go on.
Okay. So one thing I want to make sure that the audience hears is I have been doing plant medicine for 19 years, but I have never done plant medicine the way that we did. So that was a brand new type of experience. In 19 years of plant medicine.
Wow.
And that was not just having a small container. It was having a small container doing multiple medicine ceremonies within a week. And then also doing the energy work and just like totally tapping out.
What do you mean by
removing yourself from work and all communication and just like totally taking a week just to dedicate to that? It's been a long time. I've dedicated 3 days here or 4 days there and worked with this or worked with that, but I have never had an experience like that. And I was nervous a little bit beforehand because I was like, ooh, what is that going to be like? Am I going to have any energy? Am I going to get sleep? I know that sounds crazy, y'all, but I need my sleep. So I was like, I don't know. Anxious, but excited. I was doing it no matter what. So when we did the first ceremony on Monday, it was so profound. When we did the second ceremony on Wednesday, it was like took the first ceremony and then amplified it like 1,000 degrees. And then to the point that John and I literally never even went to sleep that night. We were literally up the entire night talking on the couch outside and laughing and crying and just going through all of the things of the medicine because it just keeps working. But then it was working on like overtime, having that second ceremony. And then we were going to go into our third and wake with the snake at 4 a.m. Literally, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I know I'm going to do it, but I don't know if I actually can do it. I don't know. Like, I've gotten so much healing and release already. I'm just being honest. This was my internal dialogue. And so then I was like, maybe I can take half a dose Friday morning and just go in. But of course, I didn't verbalize any of this to Brahm or John. This is my internal mess. So I knew I was going to show up and surrender and take the medicine. And absolutely I did. And that third ceremony was, that was it, y'all. Like it was all building mm-hmm. for that third ceremony. And you want to talk about deep dives. That was the pinnacle of deep dive that week. And it has been one of the most transformational experiences of my life, to the point that I'm for real, I need a week of ayahuasca every year. Life-changing. Never experienced anything like it. So highly recommend it. One of the things I love about plant medicine is we constantly learn about new medicine. We meet other facilitators. We get to have all these different experiences. And I love being able to have the opportunity to talk to people about it and educate them and say, hey, what sounds right to you? Go that direction. So yeah, highly recommend it. 100 out of 100. Still feeling it, still thankful, still grateful, still can't stop talking about it. Theme of my year. And it started off a tough year. So this was a great blessing.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you. We've talked a lot about your background with working with mushrooms, fungus in various capacities, your ayahuasca experience you had in Peru, and then ayahuasca with me recently.
Yeah.
What are your big plans going forward? And yeah, tell us what's going on, because I get the sense that you're on the verge of doing some new things. And then towards the end, we'll get your contact information so people who are interested, they might be able to reach out to you.
So I'm focusing a lot right now currently on Gaia's Guidance podcast, because education and information it's my capstone of everything that I do. It's up to each of us, whatever journey we decide in life. But if you don't have all the information, how do you know which road you want to take? So I'm just a big fan in saying, hey, here's the information, here's the information, here's the information, take it or leave it. So I'm focusing a lot on that, not only interviewing other facilitators, but people who have had their life changed by psychedelic experiences, or really just anything around Gaia's guidance. She literally is giving us all of the information and all of the medicine and everything that we need from Earth. So focusing a lot on that, I am going to start facilitating more, but again, focusing on those deep dives.
Yep.
And I might have some packages coming up in the future with other facilitators in week-long or 2-week-long retreats.
What do you think might be that facilitator?
We'll see who the unfolding mystery blesses. No expectations or pressure, but definitely creating some of these unique experiences that can be available to other people, because we can play in the medicine and we can swim in the medicine and we can deep dive in the medicine and really heal. That's definitely what I'm all about. And you are as well, and some other people that we know. So I think the future looks bright and beautiful and lots of healing. Yeah.
Cool. Right on. And this has been me asking you questions. And again, we are doing
podcasts
on both co-hosting. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but any questions that are coming up for you, for me? Yeah.
Rob, okay, I would love to know from your perspective, because ayahuasca is the medicine that you work with, and you worked with it for such a long time. We touched a little bit on the benefits of what a smaller container or larger container could look like, but from you as a facilitator and just in your own journey of working with medicine, how was it for you working in this small kind of intimate container?
It was absolutely fantastic, because I could really focus on just, in this case, two people. And I could also imagine just focusing on one person as well. So in ceremony, that's one thing, right? Then there's the benefit of outside of ceremony, really getting to know both you and John on a level that I really wouldn't have been able to do in a group setting. And John and I talked about how much more integration happened because the retreat was so small, in the sense that everyone felt so open to talk about everything that was coming up for them, that the integration was accelerated. And I would say that doing illuminations and the Andean energy work, that accelerates the integration as well, without question. So you bring in both the Andean energy medicine plus this ability to be in a really small container where everyone feels really open to share and to just really get into the integration, a benefit that I hadn't foreseen and am happy to have now seen. It gives guests the opportunity to ask questions about the medicine. They have full access to me, right? Almost 24 hours a day. That can be valuable, I would imagine. And then the food, man, I love cooking. And when it's only for one or two people, I can cook stuff that I could never cook for 15 people. And it was a lot of fun doing that because I just love cooking and checking in. Hey, I'm thinking about this for dinner. What do you think? And everybody's like, yeah, that'll be fucking awesome. Yeah. And you could request your tortillas in a certain way. And that's totally fine. That's totally fine because we're just three people total. I can adjust that kind of just extra little detail and adjustment to fit the needs of the guests. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy. So yes, definitely. I like this format. I just like smaller formats in general. And that I am moving into with the group retreats, the size of about 8 people, because I have another Andean energy medicine practitioner that I work with. So that's the trend in general. But the private retreat was something special for me as well. I really had a good time. So yeah.
Brahm, what do you have coming up?
In 2 weeks, I have an appointment with the Toad, a little 5-MeO retreat coming up down south of the border here. That's going to take a couple of days early May. And then I go to Manizales, Colombia, which is in the coffee country of Colombia, and I'm going to spend a month there just hanging out. I'm going to be working on content for Ayahuasca Alchemy, the website. And then I go down to Genaro at Peru and start doing retreats down at Casa Otorongo, doing Ayahuasca Alchemy retreats down there through to December. And then after December, I don't know. Also excited at the prospect of having Bodhi with me part of the time in Colombia and hopefully in Peru as well. I think it'll be a fantastic learning experience for him. So I'm super, super excited. So that's what I'm up to.
Ooh, that's a great rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
So, Brahm, yes. If somebody's never done ayahuasca before, but of course we're in 2024, there's documentaries, there's news articles, there's all kinds of stuff about plant medicine out there. Uh-huh. But it really is calling to them. But there's a little bit of just uncertainty because there's just an unknown. They've never worked with that medicine before.
Uh-huh.
What would you say to them?
That's still a pretty broad question. I would ask them, like, what's your current experience? Because a lot of those people may have worked with mushrooms. Maybe they've done LSD or MDMA or something like that. And see where they're at from that standpoint. But I guess you're asking me, I want to clarify the question. You're saying that someone's coming, they don't have a lot of, let's just assume they don't have hardly any psychedelic, if no psychedelic experience. And they're thinking about ayahuasca and they're just like, are they looking for me to say, yes, you should go do it or no? What's the broader context?
Okay. So my question is, we're going to assume this client has done plant medicine. Okay. They do have some experience. They just haven't worked particularly with ayahuasca.
Okay.
So they're not unfamiliar to surrendering and going into that space. They do already have a certain base of trust. They just haven't worked with the specific ayahuasca energy or with that medicine, and are curious as to what your thoughts would be on the benefits of choosing an ayahuasca experience.
Okay. Versus what they've already experienced. Okay. I would say I'm biased. So I don't want to offend you mushroom lady. I think that ayahuasca, and I think I can say this with good confidence and authority in the sense that ayahuasca works in a much more complete way at all the levels, particularly as it relates to the physical, right? Mm-hmm. So ayahuasca is one of the few very holistic medicines out there that'll work on your emotional, spiritual, energetic, and physical bodies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the amount of cleaning that can happen with ayahuasca, I believe, is way up there. We might have a competitor in the sense of Iboga. Mm-hmm. Iboga does quite a bit of cleaning, but in a you know, different way. There's also and this sounds counterintuitive, there's the benefit of being able to do multiple ceremonies in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Because each ceremony, we clean out, get gunk out of the way, such that when we go to the next ceremony, there's less gunk and you're getting closer and closer to a direct relationship with ayahuasca, and the ultimate goal being nothing in the way, fully experiencing ayahuasca and oh my God, kind of experience. So there's a benefit to being able to do multiple ceremonies. And that's counterintuitive for a lot of people who are just like, I just want to do one. And it's but you can only go so far with one. And for some people, my first time working with ayahuasca, I didn't feel anything. And it's not a totally uncommon thing. And we don't want to get into the weeds on that, why that happens. It happens to 5 to 10% of the population on you know, fairly regular basis. And so it's important, I think, to have multiple ceremonies. And I think the ability to have multiple ceremonies is a benefit that a lot of people don't think about.
Myself included.
Until recently.
Until now.
And then there's a tradition, right? There's this lineage tradition behind it that, yes, with mushrooms, there have been traditions, but they're starting to come back, and it's who knows when they'll be fully back. And new traditions are being formed at the same time. So I don't want to discount the mushrooms on that point, but there's a very clear tradition or multiple traditions within ayahuasca.
Yeah.
And again, I'm probably speaking out of school here a little bit because of my limited experience working with mushrooms being more in the recreational side. But my experience with ayahuasca is that the transformations, the shifts are more abiding, longer term. But again, I could be speaking out of school on that point because it's like anything else. If you drank ayahuasca, if someone drinks ayahuasca without a facilitator who knows what they're doing, without a shaman who knows what they're doing, the benefits are going to be very different than when working with a shaman who really knows what they're doing. And so a facilitator who really knows what they're doing, that could be a totally different thing. And I'm guessing I'm way off base on that one. I saw the look on your face, and I'm like,
no, hey, listen, all opinions are
valid. Well, that's a relatively poorly formed opinion because,
well, admittedly, and I was saying the same when people had asked me about ayahuasca the last 10 years. I'm like, oh, it's good. I had a great experience. Would I recommend it? And now, again, with more experience, I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. 10 out of 10, got to do it. Why I like to continue to work with the medicine. So it definitely will not be 10 years again for ayahuasca. I doubt it'll be probably a year, maybe a little less. And there's other medicines that I look forward to revisiting too, because I really think they all have their own vibration and signature that they bring and messages and perspective shifts, which really that's where all the healing is just being able to look at things from a new lens.
As we're talking about, I don't think I've overtly told you this, but I think I would love to do a mushroom journey with you so that I can get a better sense and relationship. And I'm actually been thinking, and I suggest this to you as well, it would be interesting to do a shamanic dieta protocol with mushrooms, and I might do it myself. Just to really connect with the spirit of los gocitos. Maria Sabrina, the shaman in Mexico, she called them the little saints. So santitos?
Yes.
Is that what she would call them?
The little saints.
The little saints, yeah.
Yeah, so, that would be my pleasure. And to provide that experience. And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your experience and your passion with this medicine with me. It's been great.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Cool. Seems like we're wrapping up a little bit right here at 59 and a half minutes. Perfect. How do people find it there?
Remain anonymous. Set a fire. You like send a smoke signal and say, Ashley. So I have a podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts called Gaia's Guidance. You can find me on Instagram at Gaia's Guidance. I have a mushroom supplement company of all legal medicinal mushrooms, y'all. It's called Fungi House, spelled H-A-U-S. And yeah, I'm out here creating content, sharing information, helping people any way I can. You'll definitely be able to find me in one of those avenues. Can people find you, Brock?
My website is ayaalchemy.com. That's ayaalchemy.com. Mm-hmm. You can find my podcast on Apple and SoundCloud. I haven't figured out how to get podcasts on Spotify for some reason. Anyway, it's also Ayahuasca Alchemy. And then I have a YouTube channel, Ayahuasca Alchemy. Instagram, Ayahuasca Alchemy. TikTok, Ayahuasca Alchemy.
Yep, branded.
Yeah, branded, yes. And if you want to reach out to me directly, the email is Brahm, B as in boy, R as in Randy, A as in apple, M as in Mary, Brahm at mymedicinejourney.com. Mm. So yeah, intense. Reach out with any questions you all might have.
I look forward to hearing about your future adventures.
Yeah, likewise. And I think we're going to be doing some things together, and we will obviously let everyone in the audience know about that when we start to firm up those details. All right. Cool.
Sending you lots of love.
Likewise. Likewise. All right, everybody. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you on the next one.
Have a great
day. Sit low, sit low, I always got it. I'm on tight, drunk, I see it all. Sit low, sit low, I always got it. I'm on tight, drunk, I see. But I'm on tight, cocoa, cheat, all. I said, Tommy, you know, no, sorry, Jerry, Jerry, but bay, put a medicine. Claro, claro, despejado, mundo y mundo y enterito, irá, irá, de bombillo, pura, pura medicina. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo y cito, limpia, limpia, chungoinito, limpia, limpia, santitito, limpia, limpia, chungoinito. Poderosa medicina, poderoso Wiccan, poderosa medicina, poderoso Wiccan. Bala ninge, bala monge, todo malo pensamiento, todo, todo cruzamiento, arironda, ronda, ronda, arironda, ronda, ronda, arironda, ronda. Cure, cure, cuerpo y cito, pura, pura medicina, cuira ringue, cuira monge, ninguna aflicción. Alarimo, alarimo, pura, pura medicina, alarimo, alarimo, pura, pura medicina, arirana, runa, rey, arirana, runa. Versito yo cantana, somos sinti medicina. Versito yo cantana, somos sinti medicina. Legitimo doctorcito, poderoso wicano. Legitimo doctorcito, poderoso wicano. Alarimo, alarimo, pura, pura lucito ene. Alarimo, alarimo, pura, pura medicina. Ariranda, randa, rey, rey, ariranda, randa, rey. Cuerpo y cito, cuna y ares, sin ninguna aflicción. Rico, rico y caro en el mesa y cita, cuna y ares. Arirana, rana, reina, arirana, rana, reina. Cielo, cielo, ayahuasca, alta y monta y tronco y cito.